We're visiting with Madison coach Alex McMillan here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, what a win for you guys last Friday night in the Area Game of the Week, 40-26 in a dandy of a ball game. A lot of implications on the line and district play. But a big night from Bryson Turner, 358 yards of total offense and 6 touchdowns. And the senior delivered, didn't he?
Yeah, we made some changes during the week, and we just thought he would give us the best option to moving forward at quarterback, just because we've been battling some injuries there. And you know, he's a special player and special kid, and he's okay with that burden. And I mean, carrying the ball 43 times is no easy task. And I think he wanted more carries, so that just kind of tells you a little bit about him.
I guess with him being a running back, it didn't take him long to adjust to being a quarterback, didn't it?
No, and like I said, I think he was 10 for 13 throwing the ball, and you know, he threw the ball really well. I mean, it wasn't for a ton of yards, but they were big pivotal moments in the game. And he's an outstanding athlete, and he's one of those guys that's really good at about everything he does.
Well, also, that night, you had some good contributions. I believe I heard Gavin Ish had a touchdown, but other guys contributed as well. It just wasn't all Bryson.
Yeah. Gavin caught the ball well. Like I said, he was kind of Bryson's go-to guy throughout the game. And, you know, I thought our O-line took some big steps forward. I mean, everybody knows Lennon has some big physical kids up front, and you know, I thought our young guys did an outstanding job against some of their big physical guys and opened up holes for Bryson, and he did what he did.
I guess how big of a win was this for you guys on Friday night, especially with Lyndon being undefeated and you guys playing at home too?
Yeah, we knew going in it was going to be a very physical and very good football game, and I mean, it was kind of everything we thought it was going to be. I mean, it was tied going into the fourth quarter, and you know, we did some things and put the ball in the end zone late and kind of got them out of what they were doing effectively and kind of put ourselves in a good position to win. But yeah, we knew going in that you know, I mean, our district's pretty outstanding, so we have to make sure we take care of business every week.
We're visiting with Madison coach Alex McMillan here on the Area Coach's Corner. And a couple road games ahead for you in the final 3-game stretch. You go up to Topeka to play Care Paravel, a game to be played at Highland Park High School on their field. And Care Paravel, new to Keisha this year. And they are 2-3 on the year. And they have a close loss to Lyndon. And then, of course, last week they lost the Burlingame 57-26. But what do you know about the Lions? They hung pretty tough with Axtell in week one, and they're going to be another challenge for you guys, even though the record looks at 2-3.
Yeah, they're probably the best 2-3 team in the state of Kansas. Yeah, they got tons of athletes all over the field, and they run a spread offense. And I mean, they're throwing the ball 40, 50. I think they even had a game where they threw the ball 60 times in a game. So I mean, we've been kind of trying to get prepared for that kind of offense, and they're kind of running an unorthodox defense as well. So it's been kind of a lot of walking and talking and adjusting to alignments and just trying to walk and trying to figure out everything that they're going to do and get our guys in the best position to be successful Friday night.
Well, coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck at Care Paravel tomorrow night. Looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
That's Madison coach Alex McMillan joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Janky Well Service, and Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, on Country 101.7 FM.